The Simulation We Choose. Chapter 6. Conditioning Through Social Media. When social media first appeared, it promised connection. It presented itself as a tool, a means to bridge distances, strengthen relationships, and give voice to those once unheard. But somewhere along the way, it became something else. Social media evolved from a platform of connection into a machine of conditioning. Today, it doesn't just reflect your world, it builds it around you. Every click, every post, every scroll serves as feedback, feeding an algorithm that learns your desires faster than you do. Over time, this machine begins to sculpt your behavior. Without realizing it, you gravitate toward certain thoughts, avoid others, and find yourself drawn deeper into curated versions of reality. The conditioning isn't forceful, it's subtle, disguised as entertainment, wrapped in the language of choice, and that's what makes it so effective. The engagement loop. On the surface, social media feels simple. You log in, consume content, engage, and repeat. But beneath that simplicity lies something far more intricate. A system engineered to reward attention and discourage absence. Each interaction triggers a feedback loop. A like here, a comment there, small actions that reinforce specific behaviors. Every reward sends a signal to the brain, releasing a small hit of dopamine. Over time, the brain associates engagement with pleasure, creating a pattern that becomes harder to break. But unlike natural rewards, which fade over time, social media never stops giving. There is no endpoint. The content regenerates infinitely, ensuring the loop stays intact. The more you scroll, the deeper the conditioning runs. At some point, the loop replaces intention. You no longer log in for a specific purpose. You log in because not doing so feels like you're missing something. From reflection to reinforcement. Social media, in its early form, acted like a mirror. It reflected back the world as users presented it. Messy, imperfect, diverse. But as platforms grew more sophisticated, the mirror began to distort. Algorithms took control of what appeared in feeds, pushing content designed not to inform but to prolong engagement. This shift altered the role of social media. No longer a passive reflection, it became a force of reinforcement. You don't just see what's happening, you see what keeps you watching. If conflict draws engagement, the feed leans toward outrage. If validation drives clicks, curated perfection takes priority. Over time, the simulation learns to narrow your world, ensuring that what you encounter aligns with what you already believe. At first, this feels comfortable, but slowly, the edges of reality blur. The algorithm decides what exists. Everything outside that scope fades from view. The mirror that feeds itself. Social media often presents itself as a reflection of society, a window into the collective consciousness, but reflections are rarely neutral. Mirrors distort, and the distortion deepens the longer one gazes. What begins as an honest portrayal of social attitudes quickly evolves into something else. Algorithms, driven by engagement, prioritize the extremes. Polarizing content, emotional responses, and sensationalized narratives rise to the top, not because they reflect the most accurate version of reality, but because they generate the most interaction. But this isn't driven by the algorithm alone. The fuel comes from us. Every comment, like, and share feeds the algorithm with data points, snapshots of collective behavior. When outrage trends, it becomes a template for future engagement. When carefully curated lifestyles dominate feeds, the algorithm assumes this is what society values, amplifying those images further. In this sense, social media is not just a mirror but a canvas, painted by the collective hand of its users. The more data we pour in, the more refined the algorithm becomes, reflecting our preferences, fears, and insecurities right back at us. It is a feedback loop of our own making. Society's reflection in the algorithm. What emerges from this feedback loop is not simply a curated experience, but a mirror of the world's collective impulses. Algorithms do not invent new desires or anxieties, they amplify what already exists. When divisive content spreads, it's because division already resides within society. When superficial beauty becomes the standard, it's because we collectively elevate it. The algorithm holds up a reflection, but the reflection is crafted from the raw material we provide. This is where the distortion begins. The algorithm feeds on our behavior, but in return, it reinforces and exaggerates those same behaviors. A slight preference for sensationalism turns into a flood of polarizing headlines. A passing insecurity snowballs into a curated standard of perfection, cycling endlessly through feeds until it feels universal. In time, society begins to mimic the reflection. People see the dominant narratives trending and assume they must participate, further fueling the loop. The process shifts from observation to creation. Social media doesn't just reflect the world, it shapes it by reflecting our most amplified traits. Algorithm as society's mirror. The most unsettling aspect of this loop is that the algorithm does not impose new realities. It relies entirely on what we give it. In this way, it becomes an evolving mirror, capturing, reflecting, and refining the values, fears, and desires of those who engage with it. This is why breaking free feels difficult. To resist the algorithm means resisting parts of ourselves. The curated feeds, the endless content, they are tailored not by some external force, but by the data we feed back into the system. Ultimately, social media algorithms are extensions of collective behavior. They adapt to the patterns we create, and in doing so, build a world that reflects the society we have already chosen. The danger lies not in the technology itself, but in our willingness to mistake the reflection for truth. The currency of validation. Social media thrives on the human craving for validation. Every post is an opportunity to be seen, measured in likes, comments, and shares. But validation isn't distributed equally. The algorithm chooses who receives attention and who disappears into digital obscurity. This dynamic redefines self-worth. Esteem becomes a product of visibility, with engagement serving as the primary indicator of value. Success isn't measured by personal growth, but by how well your life performs in public. To maintain relevance, users begin to curate themselves, smoothing the rough edges, filtering the imperfections. What emerges is not reality, but a simulation of it, tailored for maximum approval. But the cost of this approval is authenticity. Validation in simulations is fleeting. It must be earned repeatedly, reinforcing a cycle of self-presentation that deepens the divide between who you are and who you appear to be. Over time, performance replaces identity. The suppression of discomfort. In the real world, discomfort is unavoidable. Conflict arises, failure stings, and relationships fracture. But social media offers an escape, a space where discomfort can be muted with the tap of a finger. Unfollow, mute, block. The tools for removing dissent are embedded directly into the experience, allowing users to curate environments that reflect only the parts of life they find agreeable. This feature feels empowering. Why endure negativity when you can eliminate it? But this suppression of discomfort creates a fragile existence. Without exposure to opposing views, users lose the ability to tolerate friction. Disagreement begins to feel hostile. The unfamiliar appears threatening. Simulations thrive in this environment. They reward avoidance, ensuring that users remain immersed in worlds that feel safe, even as they grow smaller. Shaping society quietly. The impact of social media conditioning extends beyond individual users. It spills into the collective, influencing how society forms and functions. As platforms reinforce certain behaviors, they shift cultural norms, sometimes without the awareness of those involved. Movements rise and fall at the mercy of algorithms. Belief systems spread rapidly, gaining traction not because they are right, but because they are engaging. Social structures bend to accommodate the new reality. The world offline begins to mirror the simulation, but with one key difference: in the physical world, the consequences are real. The return to reality. Stepping away from social media often feels like stepping out of one world and into another. The difference is striking. Real life is slower, quieter, and far less predictable. But that unpredictability, the very thing simulations erase, is the foundation of growth. Discomfort, friction, and uncertainty shape identity in ways that validation cannot. Social media conditions users to seek out simulations because they offer the illusion of control. But true freedom exists outside of them, in the messiness of uncurated life. The question is not whether social media shapes behavior, it already does. The real question is whether we will recognize the conditioning for what it is, and if we do, whether we'll choose to break the loop.